This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. Law may be the least diverse profession in the nation. 88% of lawyers are white, 2/3 are men, only one of every 6 law firm partners is a woman, all of which makes Paulette Brown's rise to the top of the American Bar Association more noteworthy. She's the first woman of color to lead the National ABA, and she stopped by Dallas this week. Paulette Brown, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
You've been in the business for 4 decades. Why do you think that disparity is so tough to change?
It is changing, but obviously not at a fast enough pace. Especially in recent years, people are not just looking at the numbers, but they are analyzing why things haven't improved in the way that they have.
So what are the whys?
So one of the whys that people are beginning to look at are people's unconscious biases and whether those biases have an impact on decision making, you know, who becomes successful in law firms and whether barriers are being placed unknowingly that are keeping people from being progressed in the manner that they should be.
Being a lawyer can mean working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, even more sometimes. How do you recalibrate the profession to accommodate women who have kids and family responsibilities?
When you hire someone, you hire them for the value that they bring to the organization. And so if you thought that they were valuable in the first instance, I think that people need to think of ways of what you can do to keep that value within your organization and to be more flexible in how a particular person works. With all of the technology that's available mm-hmm. now, there are many ways that it's not necessary to lose a woman or a man who wants to be more involved with his or her family. Everything does not require 9-to-5 or FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what role law schools play in this. Are the graduates coming out diverse enough?
No. If they were coming out diverse enough, then we wouldn't have the percentages right. that we have, which is why I think that we can't wait to look at the situation once people are out of law school. Right. We have to dig down much further, which is one of the reasons I go to Boys and Girls Clubs wherever mm-hmm. I travel, so that they can see real live lawyers and then also have an understanding that all lawyers don't go to court and it's not all about what they see on television.
I wonder if there's a law student or a young lawyer you've met during all those travels whose story has kind of stuck with you.
There was a young child at a Boys and Girls Club who was about 7 or 8 years old.
So a pre-law student.
Yes, pre-law student. And he asked the question, "What do you do when you have to take a case that you don't believe in?" That's a tough question.
That is a tough question.
And I thought that was such a thought-provoking question. And it just really pointed up to me that when you give kids these opportunities, that will increase the diversity in our profession.
Paulette Brown, President of the American Bar Association, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.